than the strength she had to get up off her knees. We found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear life. We laid her next to him beneath the willow, while the angels sang.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Business owners nationwide scrambling to figure out what the Trump tariffs mean for them. Beth Bagnicki owns a baby furniture business in Minnesota and says the sudden 145% tariff on Chinese goods could kill her business.
I have a significant amount of debt because it was a big investment and a big risk to go into Walmart and Target. It's a big step for our business, and it was a risk I was willing to take because it was the next big milestone for our company. But to get that loan, I had to leverage my house. So now if I default on that loan, I could lose my home.
Some, including some farmers, though, are calling for patience, saying this will make things more equal in the long run. China's economy grew at a robust 5.4% annual pace in the first quarter, but that was ahead of the Trump tariff announcements. Federal judge says she will order sworn testimony by the Trump administration officials to determine if they complied with her order to facilitate the return of a man wrongfully sent to El Salvador. This is ABC News. AOC and Bernie Sanders bringing their Fight the Oligarchy tour, as they call it, to Folsom, California. The two lawmakers have been touring the country, drawing large crowds, even in some Republican strongholds.
If we are going to defeat Trumpism, if we're going to create the kind of nation that we know we can become, it's going to take millions and millions of working people standing up together.
The top aide to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has been escorted out of the Pentagon. He is now on administrative leave. Dan Caldwell was demoted after a story about a possible top secret briefing for Elon Musk was leaked, but it's unclear if that was the exact reason why. Man wearing a gas mask pushed his way through metal detectors at the Woburn, Massachusetts courthouse this week. He pepper sprayed three police officers. They were hospitalized but are okay. He was then arrested. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On April 2nd, the Fifield Fire Department and the Park Falls Ambulance Service were paged at the intersection of Highway 70 east of Fifield for a single vehicle rollover crash that left the driver and her dog trapped in the vehicle. Both the driver and the dog made it out okay, and we spoke to the driver, who wanted to express her sincere thanks to the emergency services that responded to the scene.
Thank you with all of my heart to the first responders. It was made abundantly clear to me that this community is an extraordinary one, full of caring folks who will drop anything they're doing to help. An extra special thank you goes to Bill Kazowitz, who literally got down into the vehicle with Toby and I while we were being cut out. Our states of mind sure appreciated that. Thank you again to all involved.
Saturday, April 19th at 8 p.m., Jack's Corner Bar invites you out to have a rad time going back to the 90s. So find your fly outfit and stop on by for a time that's sure to be off the hook. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 19th at 8 p.m. over at Jack's Corner Bar. A judge has ruled that the Trump administration cannot revoke the visa of a UW-Madison student weeks before he's set to graduate with his degree. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
According to the State Journal, Krishlal Isardasani is a 21-year-old student from India. He's a month away from completing his computer engineering degree. The paper reports the Trump administration canceled his visa April 4th. Federal Judge William Conley issued a 12-page order saying his visa was wrongly terminated and Isardasani didn't have any due process to correct that. His ruling also said after educational expenses for 3.5 years, Isser Dasani would face irreparable harm if he was forced to leave. At least 24 UW-Madison international students and alumni have had their visas revoked. When you include all the other UW system campuses across the state, that number climbs to more than 40. The Trump administration has canceled more than 1,000 student visas nationwide. UW-Madison officials have told local outlets they're not getting notified when people's visas are canceled. They have staff just checking databases every couple hours. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthalda Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthalda Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthalda Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Lawmakers are talking about some of the most aggressive reforms in energy legislation the state's seen in a while. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And why is agriculture paying attention to it? Because farmland preservation is a part of the conversation and taking a new approach to wind and solar siting. State Representative Travis Trannell chairs the Assembly Agriculture Committee and explains why he's planning for the future with this legislation.
Simply put, the way we did it, we said, if you're going to build this stuff on the best land, for every 1 acre for these large projects that you're going to use, you have to buy an agriculture conservation easement on 4 other acres. So essentially what you're doing is you're protecting 80% of the best farmland in the state. And if you go down to maybe some of the land that's not the greatest but still pretty darn good, we lowered the ratio from 4-1 to 2-1.
State Representative Travis Trannell talking about the Wisconsin Energy Reform Act of 2025. He's hoping the farmland preservation provision within that legislation around utilities will hopefully allow utilities to site renewable energy projects only with approval from the Wisconsin Public Service Commission.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for Heads Up Seed Treatment.
It was announced this week the Wisconsin Cranberry Board has invested more than $377,000 in 2025 grant funding. That follows a strong 2024 harvest of 6.1 million barrels. That means Wisconsin's remained the national leader in cranberry production for the 30th consecutive year. More in a moment.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Another quick reminder, Alice in Dairyland finale tickets are available online now. Crawford County hosting the big event for the first time, May 15th through the 17th. You can learn more about the finale details and get those tickets online, aliceindairyland.com. I'm PM Yonke.
The crew shuts out the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Detroit 5-0, thanks to the pitching staff led by starter Quinn Priester, holding the Tigers to just one hit and no runs. Pat Murphy and how GM Matt Arnold and the Brewers scouts found the 24-year-old right-hander.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA. that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far, and looks like he's a lot to work with and great kid and competitor, and seems like once again they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL, head coach Luke Fickell on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so it's probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise sunny skies and a nice April day with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, look for some rain to develop in the afternoon, maybe a rumble of thunder as well, highs in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
98 Q Country.
Big orange ball sinking in the water. Toes in the sand. Couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning, senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Got almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I
talking to you on the phone. I could listen to your sweet voice all night long. Sometimes I can get by with the sweet dreams, baby, good night. But this time, well, I don't want to spend it alone. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, yeah, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing. Got me wishing I was holding, holding onto you so tight under that porch light. tonight. Now, girl, I gotta see you tonight. Tonight, tonight. I got a couple hundred pictures of your pretty face. On my phone, on my dash, all over the place. But I would drive a million miles just to see that little smile in real life. Baby, it's worth the drive, you're worth the drive. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights, baby. Now girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, it got me wishing I was holding, holding onto you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Now, girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Gotta get a little moonlight kiss. Girl, I can't help it when I feel like this. There's only one thing to do. Baby, I'm missing you. I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights, baby.
Q Country.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times. Take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. And daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. 'Cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. Take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're
you're gonna miss theirs. 5 years later, there's a plumber working on the water heater. Dogs barking, phones ringing. One kid's crying, one kid's screaming. And she keeps apologizing. He says they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
Guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says, and he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good. Soundtrack. The old me doesn't know how to feel about that. Am I okay? I think I'm okay. Yeah.
breathing.
Megan Maroney there. Am I okay? 98Q Country. Good Wednesday to you. 21 is our wake-up temp. Joel here. You there. That's how it works here. It's been that way for a while. So we've got 50 plus for today. 52. Well, the plus might be a stretch, but 52 is our forecasted high for today. Should be plenty of sunshine out there. What's that wind going to do for us today? And a light and variable wind. Should be a beautiful day here in the Northwoods. Tomorrow we could push 60 for tomorrow. A little bit breezy, though, tomorrow with a southeast wind at about 10 to 20 miles an hour. Temperatures should hang in there at least 50 for the foreseeable future. Should be done with whatever that was that happened yesterday. We'll get all that stuff melted down, melted off. Get the street sweepers out there to clean up all that sand and whatever residual is left over from the ice and all that stuff going on. So weather should be pretty good. A lot of our area schools braved it last night and played some sports. We had Phillips and Prentice baseball last night. And are they still playing? Are they? I know it was about a 3 hour plus game last night, and I have to check the final on this, but I believe Prentice came away with a win on that. Yeah, they did, 12-9. Prentice came away with a win over the Loggers at Veterans Field. We'll have more local action for you tomorrow, as we'll feature Phillips softball tomorrow, as they're going to take on Hurley. They were scheduled to take on Prentice, but Prentice softball does not have a program this year, so they're taking on Hurley tomorrow night, and that game will be tomorrow afternoon. It'll be right here on 98Q. We've got Brewer Day game for you today. Brewers will be wrapping up that three-game set today with the Detroit Tigers. On your schedule, it probably says a 6 o'clock game, but they moved that. 11:35 will be our pregame. 12:10 first pitch for the crew. Coming up for you a little lunchtime with the Brewers to break up your day today. Let's find out the rest of the news. Let's see how they did yesterday. Twice an hour, news and sports. So let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Business owners nationwide scrambling to figure out what the Trump tariffs mean for them. Beth Bagnicki owns a baby furniture business in Minnesota and says the sudden 145% tariff on Chinese goods could kill her business.
I have a significant amount of debt because it was a big investment and a big risk to go into Walmart and Target. It's a big step for our business, and it was a risk I was willing to take because it was the next big milestone for our company. But to get that loan, I had to leverage my house. So now if I default on that loan, I could lose my home.
Some, including some farmers, though, are calling for patience, saying this will make things more equal in the long run. China's economy grew at a robust 5.4% annual pace in the first quarter, but that was ahead of the Trump tariff announcements. Federal judge says she will order sworn testimony by the Trump administration officials to determine if they complied with her order to facilitate the return of a man wrongfully sent to El Salvador. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
Wildlife officials are warning bird flu is still spreading across the state, and that it's estimated to have killed hundreds of wild birds over the last few months. DNR officials say there was a significant uptake in reports of sick and dead geese in multiple counties in December, as well as die-offs of geese and swans in January and February. They are also waiting on test results on samples taken from more than 70 dead sandhill cranes in recent weeks, and they're asking residents to report any sightings of multiple dead birds. Wednesday, April 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Fifield Dirt Devils ATV Club is hosting an Adopt-a-Highway spring cleanup on Hilgart Road. They would like you to meet at Hilgart Road at 10 a.m., and they also state that trail cleanup slash maintenance should start around mid-April, weather permitting. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., over at Hilgart Road in Park Falls. If you're considering a change in career, there are job openings in medical fields. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz has more.
About 9% of Wisconsin hospital jobs are vacant. That's according to a newly released report by the Wisconsin Hospital Association. Job vacancies are down from nearly 10% a year ago, but Wisconsin's workforce shortage remains a challenge as baby boomers retire and increase the demand for health care. The report recommends expanded health care career pathway programs, more flexible reimbursement models, and technology support for telehealth monitoring and home care. Similar steps were recommended last year by a task force appointed by Governor Tony Evers. Of 18 job categories assessed, certified registered nurse anesthesiist have the highest vacancy rate at 13.8%, followed by surgical technicians, respiratory therapists, advanced practice nurses, and certified nursing assistants, all with vacancy rates of 11.2% or more. The vacancy rate for registered nurses, who make up about half of the hospital workforce, is 9.1%.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The crew shuts out the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Detroit 5-0, thanks to the pitching staff led by starter Quinn Priester, holding the Tigers to just one hit and no runs. Pat Murphy and how GM Matt Arnold and the Brewers scouts found the 24-year-old right-hander.
No, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far, and looks like he's a lot to work with, and great kid and competitor, and seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL, head coach Luke Fickell on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so we're probably going to lose him, and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season, so that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Home, auto, and life insurance. Keeping track of it all can feel overwhelming. That's why Forward Insurance makes it simple with bundled insurance options designed to save you time and money. With one point of contact and personalized coverage, you'll get the peace of mind you need without the stress. Insurance made simple. Call Forward Insurance today to get started, helping you protect what matters most. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. May lose value. Not insured by any government agency. Not a deposit.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate. Like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style. And 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves, like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick. At Macy's Easter Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like, give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's, let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
Listen up, Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. So let's do it again and get vaccinated. We're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults under 50. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com to schedule. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise sunny skies and a nice April day with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, look for some rain to develop in the afternoon, maybe a rumble of thunder as well, highs in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
98Q Country.
She wants to get married. She wants it perfect. She wants her granddaddy preaching the service. Yeah, she wants magnolias out in the country. Not too many people save her daddy some money. Ooh, she got it all planned out. Yeah, I can see it all right now. I'll wear my black suit, black tie, out in the back. I'll do a strong shot of whiskey straight out the flask. I'll try to make it through without crying, so nobody sees. Yeah, she wanna get mad.
carry me. I remember the night when I almost kissed her. Yeah, I kind of freaked out. We've been friends for forever, and I've always wondered if she felt the same way. When I got the invite, I knew it was too late. And I know her daddy's been dreading this day. But he don't know he ain't the only one giving her away. I'll wear my black suit, black tie out in the back. I'll do a strong shot of whiskey straight out the flask. I'll try to make it through without crying so nobody sees. Yes, she won't get married. Suit, black tie, hiding out in the back, doing a strong shot of whiskey straight at the flask. I try to make it through without crying so nobody sees. Yes, you wanna get married. Yes, she gonna get married.
Connect with us.
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
Country.
Goodbye, strong out on the lawn. The line between us was drawn. All I can see is you're gone, and you left me here with this house on this ground. Burn it down. I leave my memories inside, and that bed we loved in all night.
Some folks whisper, some folks talk, but everybody looked the
about your revolution. It's Independence Day. Let freedom.
Tina McBride at 98Q Country. We're waking up to 21. We're going to get up to 50 plus, 52, a lot of sunshine. I think you'll like today. Maybe not quite short sleeve weather, but definitely sweatshirt or maybe just one long sleeve shirt, depending on if you're hot-blooded, cold-blooded, whatever you got going on there. We have reality radio today. Lots of local guests will be making their way in. We'll talk a little outdoors with Craig from Bader Sports Center. Hooves of Joy will join us about their organization and some stuff they have coming up. Courtney from the Chamber will be swinging by. We'll get Kendra in here from Embrace. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we're going to have a monthly visit actually with Kendra from Embrace, just to kind of update you on the services available through Embrace. And also the Phillips Moose, they've got some Easter stuff coming up for the kids this weekend. John Klimowski will join us about 9:30 or so to update us on what's going on with that. What else? Had a few high school games yesterday. It was cold. It was cold yesterday afternoon last night. Coaches and players who went out there and braved it for 2-3 hours, and the parents huddled under the blankets. We salute you today, and we hope that you have thawed out a little bit already. So we'll get some of those scores to you. Also this morning, it is a Wednesday. It is the 16th day of April, and we get the day moving with a little words of wisdom. Let's take a moment here to focus on the family.
Hey, Mom and Dad, have you ever said to yourself, I've told that kid 1,000 times to say please or thank you or you're welcome? A lot of parents wonder how they're teaching each of their children the same manners, but one seems to get it and the other one, well, just doesn't. The child's personality might have a lot to do with it. Some kids are naturally more compliant. They'll listen to what you say and do what you tell them. Other kids, well, they could just be forgetful. They're still immature in that way. While other kids, well, they're just strong-willed, and they want to do things their own way. I can see a difference in manners in my 2 boys at the dinner table. One of them is a pretty clean eater and even uses a napkin. The other one can't seem to avoid getting food all over his face, and the only thing I can hope for is some of that is trickling in his mouth so that he gets some nutrition. What I often wonder is, what in the world do I have to do to get him to have better manners? The answer for me is probably the same as it is for you. We have to accept that some children are going to learn manners at a different pace than others, and we're going to have to remind them over and over again and not lose patience. Don't get frustrated with yourself or with your child. It's just something you have to stick with for a while, and understand that it's just part of the process of parenting, and before long, you're going to notice that they get it. To help your child thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Gobble up big savings at
Bader Sports Center just in time for your spring turkey hunt. Pop-up blinds from Rhino and Double Bull. Camouflage clothing from Scentlock and Game Hunt. Decoys from Montana Decoy Company and Primos. And a large selection of mouth calls, slates, and box calls. Buy a new shotgun from the inventory between now and April 30th, 2025 and receive a box of ammunition for that gun for free. Yes, we said free. Sale limited to in-stock inventory while supplies last. Bader Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And Vacation You forgets all your worries. Vacation You doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But Regular You knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because Vacation You doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation You and Regular You really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
98Q Country.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire.
Let's go.
To the ones keeping that dirt on their car. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work card. To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for you. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up round a farm.
Variety.
98Q Country.
Well, I know it said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here, so my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear.
shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said, "You did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Need the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. Two towns back, I showed your photograph, and the gas station man just started to laugh. She said, "I might see you in this old bucket of rust," and said, "Good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Need the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. She said, "It took her leaving just to get it through my head. She's the one and only, it's over, that's it. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that.
She looks back.